T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
We're hearing from MTA workers today about Governor Hochul's measures to keep them and passengers safe in the subways, including that move to deploy National Guard members. The union held a press conference today, and our Glenn Shuck was there.
They're clearly frustrated and concerned for the safety of their members. Transit Workers Union Local 100 calling this press conference to say they want a comprehensive safety plan to come from the governor and the MTA. But their president, Richard Davis, not exactly clear what that plan should be.
Our immediate ask, come up with a multifaceted, comprehensive plan that recognizes our safety, that we want our safety to be primary for us coming to work, going home safely. What that looks like, we'll spell out to you later.
Davis says Governor Hochul's plan with the National Guard in the subways falls short of providing a sustainable long-term solution. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, downtown Brooklyn.
Police are looking for the BMW driver. They say it was responsible for a fatal crash on the Staten Island Expressway service road. Last night, the black sedan crashed through a fence and into a utility pole. The NYPD says a man was ejected from the passenger seat of that car. He was sadly pronounced dead at the scene. And the driver grabbed the license plates off the car before he ran off. Police are still working to identify and locate the driver. One town in Westchester now offers a daily reminder to think about how you drive.
Here's the question. If you know there's strict traffic enforcement in an area, do you make a conscious effort to slow down?
I will always be more careful when I'm driving on a road where I got ticketed.
Greenberg Town Supervisor Paul Feiner believes a constant reminder will make people think twice. The town is putting up message boards with monthly ticket tallies.
On East Hartsdale Avenue, during the past month, there were over 81 tickets issued at the Four Corners in Hartsdale.
Flowers still mark the spot on a sidewalk here where a hit-and-run driver killed a pedestrian last summer. Greenberg is asking state lawmakers for permission for red light cameras. Sean Adams, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hartsdale.
New York Congressman Dan Goldman is calling for Congress to hold hearings on reports that X, formerly known as Twitter, has been selling its premium services to terrorist groups. Goldman says he and Congressman Jamie Raskin are calling for the hearing in order to find out
whether or not X is either evading or violating sanctions laws by doing business with sanctioned entities or individuals, including terrorist organizations, including Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah.
They're looking for the hearing to investigate whether X is making money off sanctioned entities through services like their verified blue checkmark system. Goldman saying social media execs could be endangering national security by violating the sanctions laws. An update on that fire in Marble Hill that we've been telling you about. FDNY marshals now say that the three-alarm blaze was caused by a lithium-ion battery yesterday. They recovered the frame of an e-bike and battery remnants under the first-floor stairwell. That's where the fire originated. Fire officials say the fact that the staircase was a wooden one exacerbated the situation. Several people were trapped. Others were forced to use the fire escape to get out. At least 10 people were injured, including 6 firefighters. 25 people are now without a home. Police have arrested a 20-year-old Brooklyn woman in connection with the January attack on two NYPD officers outside a migrant shelter near Times Square. Edgar Liz Vegas is the sixth person taken into custody for the assault. The NYPD is still looking for two other suspects. Relatives of the man whose body parts were found strewn in Suffolk County have now identified him.
Two siblings are trying to understand why their brother, 53-year-old Malcolm Craig Brown, was dismembered and his body parts scattered on Long Island. The two came in from out of state and say their cousin, Stephen Brown, is one of the four defendants.
Thought they were running buddies. I thought they were close.
This is such a heinous crime. You know, again, our mothers, our families, everybody's up in arms over this.
The four are not charged with murder and they pleaded not guilty. The judge ordered them to wear ankle monitoring devices.
We were all raised together. You know, we're a family. Or at least I thought we were a family. And we're just looking for answers.
The second victim has been identified as 59-year-old Donna Connealy of Yonkers. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.